So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time to start the show and talk about the sports we saw. Inside jokes and takes from Danger and Battaglia. Bills and the Sabres and the Amherst. Who gave a microphone to these jerks? Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. With Danger and Battaglia.
Back in the sports bar, it's Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us and listening along at 95.7 FM, AM 950, the free-to-download Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. You can also find us on YouTube and Twitch, where we stream live every afternoon from 3 until 6. Our channel, The Fan Rochester. You heard from Shaq Thompson there in your update, Gino. And that is somebody on this Bills defense that, quite honestly, I'm surprised we're talking about going into Week 15, because when he was signed and when we saw him at training camp, my initial thought was, that's a favor. I mean, that's a favor.
Yeah, being a Carolina.
A Carolina connection, and being a McDermott. Man, Shaq Thompson, we owe Shaq Thompson an apology. I mean, he's meant a lot to this defense, and when you hear him kind of take this leadership role and do what he's done against the run here the last few weeks, it's been all the difference in how this Bills defense has performed. Now, selfishly, when we want to talk about the Bills defense, our next guest, we consider to be an expert, Carl Jones from WIVB-TV in Buffalo. And Carl, I mean, not only Shaq Thompson, but Christian Benford, and what you've seen here out of this defense the last few weeks, I'm curious as to, more than anything, what you think the Bills might do to prevent Diggs from having the kind of game that he had in Week 5.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, first off, calling me an expert. I'll make sure to tell my boss that so I can get a raise. But in terms of how they approach the Patriots this weekend, I will say that it's going to be a bit of a different matchup in terms of Diggs. I mean, Benford just following the other team's top receiver, which will be Stephon Diggs for the Patriots, because Diggs moves around a lot. In fact, he's in the slot majority of the time now, which would be his matchup against Taron Johnson. And the Bills have been very reluctant to put Benford inside. So I think it's going to be a situation to where he's going to follow Diggs to wherever side he goes to, but I don't think he's going to travel inside to match up with Diggs. So it's going to be up to Taron Johnson and the safeties to make sure they slow him down.
Carl, we know Benford's been magnificent this year, but Taron Johnson, this is not a season that's been up to his standards here. What have you seen out of the Bills' nickel corner here in 2025?
Yeah, in terms of the run game, he's actually been solid, and that's kind of been one of his calling cards is how physical he is, even though he's listed at like 190 pounds soaking wet. But he has taken a step back in the passing game to where he's about, I would say, league average, maybe a tad above that, a far cry from his all-pro season back in 2023. I don't think he's someone you pick on. I don't think we're at that point in his career. But in terms of the stellar play, you set it and forget it in terms of when you put seven in the slot. I think those days, or at least this season, hasn't been there. But they're going to need the best version of Taron Johnson this weekend because, once again, it's going to be Stephon Diggs on the inside. They are going to put – they move the receivers everywhere. It's going to be Kayshon Booty. It's going to be Kyle Williams. All of those guys are going to move all around the formation. And you are going to need not just Taron, but all of the DBs to be on one accord this Sunday.
Carl, back to Benford for a second because he popped up on the injury report today with a toe. But it doesn't look like anything, or at least it sounds like it's not going to be anything that prohibits him from playing on Sunday. But it's a long season, and I still remember this season, the beginning of this season, it not going well for Christian Benford. What's been the difference here the last few weeks out of his play that you've seen?
Yeah, real quick on his injury, I was at practice. He was in a walking boot, but it was a softer, like, black walking boot that you see when the injury's not as serious. So I'm with you. I don't think it'll be anything that's just prevent him from playing Sunday. Sean McDermott will confirm everything on Friday. But I think the two biggest things that I've noticed with Christian Benford is he looks healthy again. He was dealing with some nagging injuries, some groin injuries the first month and a half of the season. And you can kind of tell with how stagnant he looked as a player. But then also, it comes with the territory of being a cornerback in the National Football League. You are going to have your ebbs and flows of, hey, you're right there. You're in his hip pocket. You did steps one, two, three, and four perfect. But that fourth step in terms of getting the ball out, you didn't make the play. I mean, that Ravens play where DeAndre Hopkins got the touchdown at the end zone. I mean, Benford was there, but that's the life of being a cornerback. And I think that he's made those plays on the ball when the opportunities presented themselves, and then now quarterbacks are just reluctant to even throw his way now. So I think that it comes with the volatile nature of the position, and he's just healthy again. I know a lot of people were like, oh, the book is out on Benford. I watch him practice all the time. He's such a technician. There is no book on him. He's a phenomenal player, and I'm just glad to see him get back to full health again.
Carl, for our audience that might not have seen your video today where, hey, if you're describing what changed there for the Bills defense here, you likened it to going to a casino and kind of doubling down there and everything. That makes me a little nervous knowing that the house always kind of wins, but if you can kind of expand on that, is this Sean McDermott and Bobby Babich just getting a little more aggressive, and could this bite the Bills here at some point?
As currently constructed, and at its core, Sean McDermott is a guy who wants to rush with his four defensive linemen, and sit back in coverage and do a lot of funky things on the back end. That's who he is at his nature and at his core. You guys didn't need me to tell you that. But based off of the injuries they have up front and kind of the personnel that they have, they can't play that way, especially against some of the best quarterbacks in football. We saw Joe Burrow in that first half. You sit back and you rush four all game, he's going to pick you apart all game long. Well, if you're going to get picked apart, you might as well double down a few times and throw some volatility into this thing and say, you know what, let's blitz. And we're going to get beat at times. The Bills got beat a lot when they blitzed on Sunday, but they also had a lot of explosive plays. And when you have 17 on the other side of the ball being Josh Allen, if you just get 3-4 stops, that's all you really need to compete, especially late into the year. So I think this weekend will be a prime opportunity for them to do that again. Drake May is no slouch, and he's a very good young quarterback. And if you sit back and just relax all game with him, he too is going to pick this Bills defense apart. They don't have the personnel like the Houston Texans. I know everyone's watching them and how great they are. They never blitz. You know why? They have two NASCAR drivers off the edge. The Bills don't have that. So I think you have to invite that volatile nature. And listen, there are going to be some plays where you get beat. But there are also going to be some plays where you get a pick six like Christian Benford had on Sunday.
Well, when you look at how poor the Bills performed on third down defensively against the Bengals, you have concerns. And you mentioned Josh Allen. We already know Josh Allen can carry this offense. He's done it time and time and time again. But in order for the Bills to win the Super Bowl this year, it sure sounds, Carl, like what you're saying is Josh Allen's also going to have to carry the defense on his back as well.
Yeah, I think he's going to have to make some plays in terms of carry them, but I also think that it's not out of the realm of possibilities to where this defense can every Sunday make a play or two that turns the tide of the game. I know a lot of people, the Chiefs run 3 years ago, the defense was the elite. But the last two Super Bowl runs they had, the defense wasn't great, but they were opportunistic. And that was just enough for Patrick Mahomes to meet the moment for them whenever they needed him to do so in the postseason. And I think it'll be the same way this year. I don't think the Bills' defense is good by any means, but I don't think it's the type of unit that will get run off of the field either. And I think as long as they make those – it doesn't have to be a pick six. It doesn't have to be an interception, but a few third down stops, a few sacks on first or second down to where now the defense has third and 15 as opposed to third and three. I think the defense has that in them. I know the bar is extremely low. I'm reaching here to a certain extent, but I don't think it's going to be a complete backpack effort needed by Josh Allen in order for them to win a Super Bowl.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Carl Jones, WIVB, our guest here in the Sports Bar. Carl, when I look at the Patriot offense, I wonder, why don't they use Travion Henderson a little bit more? I mean, maybe you're saving him, or maybe they just want to, you know, use the steady veteran in Ramondre Stevenson. But I just think that could be a potential problem here, knowing that the Bills have had trouble with the speedy running back, whether that's Achane or Robinson. And I think Henderson's great for a rookie. And your thoughts here? How do the Bills defend against that sort of running back here this week?
He's played more the last month of the season. When the Bills played him, he was still in, I guess, Vrabel's doghouse for whatever godforsaken reason. You know, Mike Vrabel has his weird quirks. But he has played a little bit more, even with Ramondre Stevenson back into the lineup. And in order to slow guys like that down, we just got to tackle. We got to make sure that we rally to the football and we're doing our 111s. And I know that sounds so mundane, but if we rally to the football and we have population there, what I mean by that is it's not just one-on-one. We got two, three, four defenders to where if Travion Henderson does make one guy miss, I have my teammate right there to make me right. And that's what's going to be required to slow down the back like Travion. He isn't Devon Achane, but he isn't a slouch either, you just mentioned. And I think he is going to be at the top of the Bills scouting report when they face him Sunday afternoon.
Henderson's counterpart for the Bills has a little bit of a fumble issue. It's been, what, four fumbles over the last two games, two fumbles lost over the last two games for James Cook. This has got to be concerning. Is this something that the Bills can correct? Is this something that Cook can correct?
I think he can correct it. I know if he had an issue in his rookie season, and that's why he was a bit in the doghouse of Sean McDermott back then. But this wasn't an issue prior to, like, last month. Like, he had been squeaky clean in terms of ball security for about a better part of a year. So hopefully it's a blip. Hopefully it's just a happenstance and something that they can correct quickly. Because with how the Bills like to play offense, they can't afford to just fork over possessions. Remember, I just mentioned that the defense can only give you about three, four stops a game. You can't afford to just give the ball away like James Cook has. But my concern meter, if I had to go 1 through 10, I don't know, 3. I've seen him fix this issue before and be A-okay.
Carl Jones, our guest here in the Sports Bar, you've been talking to the players this week, and I don't know how much they're actually going to give you, but even for a professional, how motivating is it that for a division that you have owned here for the last 5 years, you don't want to be the team that loses it on your watch here this week?
Most of the players are taking the, hey, we either A, didn't know that they could clinch it, or B, like, hey, it's just any given Sunday. We, you know, we just care about the game in front of us. The most important game is the one, the next one. Having said that, though, those guys are competitors. Those guys know what they've defended the last 5 years. And even if the Patriots do win it, they're not going to win it on their watch against them. So a few times when you ask the question, you can see the players, they tighten up a little bit in terms of, okay, I got to make sure I answer this the right way, but in terms of protect how I truly feel. So they're telling us all the right things, but you best believe those guys are humans just like you and I. They're trying to defend that crown.
So it's a pretty good chance, Carl, that the Bills are going to make the postseason. I want to say it's like a 96% chance as of today that they're in the postseason. It's just a matter of seeding. And earlier this week, before the Chargers beat the Eagles, we were thinking to ourselves, boy, that 5 seed feels like the right spot for the Buffalo Bills. Do you believe that, or is there a preferred seeding for the Bills here in terms of who they might actually face, given that there's still 4 weeks of football left to go? What does it all look like to you?
Well, the most preferred seeding is winning the division and somehow sneaking into the one seed, but that's obviously very, very far-fetched. I don't mind the 5 seed. I mean, you go to Pittsburgh or Baltimore, whoever wins that one, and neither team has impressed me this season, so you should feel confident that you can win that one. And then if it's the 2 or 3 matchup, I mean, the one seed matchup from there, I mean, listen, this we've talked about this in the media room for the past few weeks or so, and I think it's true. This may be, on paper, the worst Bills season or team dating back to 2020.
Yeah.
But this is also the worst AFC field dating back to 2020. So I think you take those odds 10 times out of 10, and no matter your path, you're going to have by far the best, not just quarterback, player on the field. And you take those chances regardless if you got to play in Houston, Planet Mars, Venus, or Buffalo, New York. You take 17 and you take those chances.
Carl, sometimes we just move so quickly from one story to the next, and it was discussed this week with McDermott on Monday. Hey, what about Darius Slay? So part one of the question, who really is corner 4 on the team right now? And then I don't know the way that McDermott answered that question. He seems still pretty hot over that situation.
Yeah, in terms of corner 4, I would say it's Dane Jackson when he gets elevated, if he has to get elevated. Remember, corner 4 is only an issue if 2 guys go down. Now, the way this season has gone, I'm not saying that's out of the remote possibility, but at the moment, assuming Christian Benford goes on Sunday, that isn't the Bills' concern. I can listen, Jamarcus Ingram has been a valuable player for the Bills over the better part of like the last 3-4 years or so. They developed him, and just losing him in that manner had to suck. And the Darius Slay thing obviously probably rubs him and everyone in that building the wrong way. Players just telling you, hey, I don't want to play for whatever reason, you know, not wanting to report. So I don't want to speculate on if it's Brandon Bean or if it's Darius Slay. I can say, though, he was definitely irritated by the questioning just based off he does not want to talk about Darius Slay whatsoever.
So, Carl, you mentioned that it's a soft AFC field, and if you have 17, you have as good a chance as ever if you're the Buffalo Bills. Is there a team that we're sleeping on? I mean, we look at the Broncos and we look at the Patriots, and I think a lot of people will say, oh, their schedule, they haven't really beaten anybody. The Broncos have won games by the skin of their teeth, albeit with a very good defense. We saw what the Texans' defense did to the Bills. Are there teams in the AFC outside of Buffalo that you could see representing if they all, as it stands right now, if they all make the dance?
Yeah, I think there's 2 teams. One, I think the Jaguars, ever since they got Jacoby Myers, have looked much better on offense. And listen, I don't know how much faith I have in Trevor Lawrence in a postseason setting, but that offense has looked much better under Liam Cohen, first-year head coach. So now you have Brian Thomas Jr., Jacoby Myers, Brent Trange at tight end. They're cooking with some stuff there. I want to see a little bit more, but I think that's someone that you can't just completely overlook. But the team who I think is the most dangerous if and when they get in is the Houston Texans. I truly believe that they are the closest thing we've seen to those Seahawks and Broncos Super Bowl winning teams from about a decade ago in terms of they have the rush and coverage aspect that is just hard to find. It's A-plus in both. They have the best cornerback duo in football. They have the best rush tandem in football. The Bills saw it up close and personal. I'll say this, if they are at home, that's hard to beat them. But if they're on the road, the snap count's different. You guys know it's much harder to rush the passer on the road. So if I had to put two teams outside of the Patriots and Broncos, those would be the two, more so the Texans than the Jaguars, though.
Carl, I'm going to go off the board here. How does it look this Sunday in Seattle when a 44-year-old Philip Rivers takes the field here?
I'll say this. I saw what they made J.J. McCarthy look like, and I know he's a rookie, but he is still an able body. He's been working out the entire year, and they made him look bad. I saw what they made Kirk Cousins look like last week. All due respect to Uncle Phil, I don't think this game is going to be pretty. I love you, Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil, I loved you watching you in San Diego all those years. But please, look, think about your kids this Sunday. Please, don't try to hold on to the ball any longer than you need to. We're checking it down, and don't think for a second you can escape out the pocket anymore. The old days are gone, Uncle Phil.
Carl, tell everybody about where we can get more of your work, WIVB TV and elsewhere.
Yeah, for sure. If you're in the Buffalo area, obviously you can watch me on WIVB TV. And I'm on X, Twitter, whatever the kids call them these days, at Jones11_. A lot of this good content on defensive backs is my, I like to think, expertise, but who knows what you call it these days. And you get that type of stuff from me. If you want to know about offensive linemen, I am the wrong guy. I don't know none of their responsibilities. But if you want to know what Christian Benford got going on, come follow my page. I think I got a good idea.
Great stuff, Carl. Appreciate the time. Let's do this again.
Thank you. You guys be blessed. Have a good one.
Thank you. There he is, Carl Jones. WIVB TV in Buffalo. Yeah, his specialty is defensive backfield. And sounds like Benford, now dealing with a toe injury going into this week, won't be shadowing Diggs if Diggs goes inside. That'll be on Taron Johnson.
Yeah, no, that's not how they work this. It's going to be Taron Johnson. So Taron Johnson, somebody who is getting paid, like being one of the best at his position, Carl pointed out, he can still tackle. That's why Jordan Poyer is still on the field, right? He can tackle. That's a concern. So that's concern one. And then the other concern, Travion Henderson. Because I don't know if he gets to the edge. And if it's Milano, maybe you lose a little more Dorian Williams in this game. Just a suggestion.
Let's get to Andy Behrens, the deep shot. Fantasy football playoffs getting underway for a lot of leagues. Week 15. We'll get a preview from Andy, and we'll discuss some potential players you might want to stash for a deep playoff run. We check in with Andy Behrens of The Deep Shot next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.